Live from Phoenix, the jewel of the American Southwest, the free-thinking man not beholden to bankrupt political ideologies, an unabashed nationalist who puts country first.
I never heard a program like this in my life.
It's Steve Sanchez.
Program like this because there's no program like this in the Phoenix Valley. You know it. And I know it. And look at the button. Look, I'm not trying to be arrogant. I'm not trying to brag. But look, let's be intellectually honest. When you come here every day at 6 p.m., there is one guarantee that you get. And here's the guarantee. That you're going to get talk radio that you didn't hear all day from the neocons. That you didn't hear from the liberal lunatic left. I'm a free thinker. I'm an independent. I'm conservative in all the sense of the world, but I put country first. That is what we have to do. We do that, friends. We will change fundamentally this country back to we the people, and that is what this show's about, which leads me to remarks that I'm hearing in Congress. Remarks that even Chuck Schumer, who tolerates one whole hell of a lot, is angry about. Because Representative Ilhan Omar, the radical that has been elected to Congress, has already been on record making many anti-Semitic remarks. That's who she is, because I'm going to be straight with you. She hates Jews and believes that Jews are the enemy. She's been raised that way. That's the reality. You can pretend that's not the case, and I'll just let you get away with thinking that. But at the end of the day, that is who she is. Her alliances, her friends, her past, her behaviors, her character point in that very direction. Chuck Schumer finally had enough. Well, number one, he is a Jewish man. Number two is he finally had to step up for his own self-decency. If Chucky Schumer has any left, well, he does. And I'm going to give credit where credit's due. Some people won't do that, see, because they're so politically one-sided that they're not willing to basically speak a compliment or a truth with someone. And there's two people tonight I have to acknowledge. One of them's Chuck Schumer. He basically went on record today and said, look, this kind of intolerance has no place in Congress or anywhere in American society. But yet, Nancy Pelosi, too busy trying to find the right poly grip for those falsies, is nowhere to be found. She is silent. She says nothing. But if this was a Republican, you bet your butt this would be on every news source, every cable TV network, every radio show, every podcast, every social media platform, because white, conservative, Christian Republicans are the biggest threat to America. That's what Don Lemon says, even though he is sleeping with a white man himself. There, I said what you probably aren't going to hear anywhere else. And I'll be honest with you, if it's too much for you, grow up. You're the one going out and seeing escape room. Okay, so grow up if you can't handle the truth. Someone has to actually start having a backbone again. See, my backbone is not made of, it's not made of like a jellyfish. It's not all wiggly. My backbone is as solid as steel, baby, and I'm going to tell you the truth. And I've got to congratulate Chuck Schumer for stepping up. I hope he steps up tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, and continues to lead the charge that this kind of anti-Semitic behavior has no tolerance in America. Period. Period. But that doesn't stop her because she doesn't care. Oh, she apologized, tongue in cheek, but continued with their snide, smirky remarks because, again, she believes Jews are beneath her. Sorry. That may offend some people. Big deal. It's the truth. And I am never going to allow corporate. I'm never going to allow sponsors, advertisers, a fan base to literally change who I am, what I am, how I am, and what my thinking is. Last time I checked in this great country that my father fought for in Korea, and many of your fathers, sons, uncles, cousins, friends fought and many lost their lives for in many wars, we have something called a First Amendment. And baby, until that time that it's shredded, I will continue to assert my First Amendment rights, and I will sing them, shout them on top of Camelback Mountain with no problem, with no provocation. So where is Nancy Pelosi? Where is the outrage of this kind of thinking? It's problematic. And an apology is not enough. I'm going to tell you why. Because this is really her belief system. I mean, people are upset about blackface. At least I thought they were, because the majority of black Virginians just basically came out in the latest poll that said, yeah, let Northam stick around. I'm thinking, what? I thought this was problematic. I thought that this was racism. I thought that, you know, but guess what? When you're programmed to follow the proverbial carrot, then you're going to follow the carrot. And you're going to keep eating at that carrot. And that is who the Democrats are. They will continue to feed you like a donkey the carrot. That's what they'll do. And you'll continue to eat that carrot. All happy. Something's got to change in this country, because I'll tell you something. I'm getting sick and tired of being sick and tired. I mean, look, at the end of the day, we win some, we lose some. We make money in the stock market, we lose money in the stock market. We make some good real estate deals, we make some bad real estate deals. But I'm going to tell you this. Money is irrelevant when you don't have your character. So we can talk about the latest and greatest mutual fund, which I think are probably the biggest fraud perpetrated on the American public. I've been a financial guy for almost 20 years, or 28 years. That's just one man's opinion. Or we could talk about those running the country that determine Wall Street's behavior, that determines the interest rates that the Federal Reserve sets for us, that determines fiat currency, that determines the price of gold and silver, the price of gasoline, the cost of our groceries, the hike in our property taxes. I mean, we can talk about anything you want to talk about, but if we don't get that part of our world correct, it's not going to really matter if the stock market had a 20% yield in 2019, when literally your dignity, your decency, and your character has been left in the garbage pail. I mean, that's the truth at the end of the day, wouldn't you agree? 602-324-1510 is how you weigh into the conversation right here in the local area. 602-324-1510. If you're outside Phoenix, and there's many fans that love to hear me outside Phoenix, because, I mean, look, I got a syndicated show on Sunday night, and you're welcome to call in, too, and our social media platform on Facebook and YouTube, Instagram, that are peeking through and listening, 1-877-49-STEVE. That's toll-free, 1-877-497-8383 is how you weigh in on the conversation. What are your thoughts on Representative Omar? Are they problematic? Should we force her to resign? Is she a racist? I mean, Trump's a racist, right? I mean, literally, we got to get that racist Trump out of office, even though I posted a pictorial on Facebook of all the libtards that hate Trump and want him out of office, all in blackface, over a period of time in their careers. So do they get a pass because they are for the murder of babies in the ninth month, or they're pro-LGBTQ? Or they're pro-illegal immigration? Do they get the pass? Can they be blackface? It seems like it. But Trump is a racist, right? Even though, well, his son-in-law is Jewish. His grandchildren are half-Jewish. Even though he has the highest approval ratings from the black community than any other president sitting in the Oval Office. Even though black unemployment's the lowest it's ever been since the statistics been taken, even though the Hispanic unemployment is the lowest it's been since the statistics been taken, black entrepreneurship is up over 100%. Is anybody telling you this? Are you hearing this on any other show? I'm just curious, because a lot of times we're not. A lot of times we're just hearing what the corporate pundits want us to read in terms of talking points. Now, I'm a free thinker. I'm going to tell you the truth, so help me God. And by the way, they're trying to remove that, too. And Nancy Pelosi's behind that. Removing So Help Me God under or out of the oath. So help me rock. So help me water bottle. So help me Satan. So help me Buddha. So help me brick. So help me dog. So help me cat. So help me flatulence. What do we do when we remove God finally out of everything? Self-govern ourselves? Are we that smart? Are we that brave to govern our own character and ethics? I think not. I think you could probably answer that question better than anybody, because look at what we've done to our society, our vets, our homeless. Kids right here in Phoenix going to bed hungry. Don't believe me? Go ask my friends over at Kitchen in the Streets if kids aren't going to bed hungry right here in Arizona. Hungry. So for those of you right now that are pulled over in a parking lot eating a double Whopper minus the onions with a large onion ring, there's kids right now that are eating nothing. But you get mad because you don't like Steve saying the truth. It hurt my feelings. He's aggressive and abrasive. I've heard that. He's aggressive and abrasive. He's making me mad. I don't want to hear that at 6 p.m. It's dinner time. Oh, yeah, it's dinner time. And I'm feeding you something called the T-R-U-T-H. Not popular. I'd never join this to be a popularity contest. But 600,000 weekly listeners on my syndicated show. Yeah, let me repeat that. 600,000 weekly listeners. Millions of views on Facebook, on my live streams. I guess I'm doing something right. Even when some of you think it's something wrong. Steve Sanchez, 1-877-49-STEVE. 1-877-497-8383 is how you weigh in on the conversation. The SteveSanchezShow.com website, you can go there and join us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and YouTube, our social media platforms. I did a live streaming video before I jumped on the radio here, and we have got a lot of people with some dialogue going on. It's a great place to go hang out and have your voice heard there on that platform as well. Okay, we're coming up on break. We've got a lot to talk about some Phoenix stuff going on, and of course, national things. We've got new people throwing their hat into the ring, claiming that they are going to be, in fact, the next president of the United States. Many of them have skeletons popping out from their closet. And timing's really off here, everybody. I think we need to do something. It's starting to rub me wrong with the clock and everything. I'm just going to be straight. I don't care. I have to be straight. I'm not going to look like I'm not professional here. All right. Steve Sanchez, 1-877-49-STEVE. I'll be back.
Groundbreaking talk for a nation on the brink. You're experiencing Steve Sanchez.
All right. Steve Sanchez back behind the microphone. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh in on the conversation. We've been talking about Representative Omar and really her anti-Semitic remarks that I believe Chuck Schumer, I've got to be honest, had the guts to come out and say this is just not going to be tolerated. This is not tolerated. And I appreciate that. Here's someone else that you would probably never hear me give some credit. It's Kyrsten Sinema. I'm not a fan. I didn't vote for her. I believe she is a liberal. Do I believe she loves her state? Yes. Does she have a different viewpoint than I do about the state? Yes. Has she made some remarks in the past that I don't like and I find highly offensive? Yes. But if we rewind back to the State of the Union, okay, and the night Trump, well, got really the Democrats to stand up on many occasions and clap and even chant USA, USA, there was one in particular moment, okay, where Trump was talking about the military and ICE and heroes, etc., etc. And of course, the Democrats had no choice but to stand. They had no choice. And here's the deal. Kyrsten Sinema stood, not wearing white, stood because I'll be honest with you, she does come from a military family. And you can see that she was being authentic when she was clapping for the president's remarks. But the congresswoman, and I can't remember if it's a congresswoman or senator of Nevada, and I can't remember her name. It's Rose. Producer Nate's going to pull it up, and I'll give you Jackie Rosen. Jackie Rosen, and I have this on my Facebook page, friends. You can go on my Facebook page on the video. We've got the video, and I put it up there for everybody to see. Jackie Rosen stands up. She's all in white, by the way. Okay? Looked like all she needed was the pointy cap to be a member of the KKK. Stands up, looks at Kyrsten Sinema, and whispers to her, and you can read her lips perfectly, "Watch your ass." That's the true Democratic Party. And Kyrsten Sinema, again, not her fan, didn't vote for her, don't care for her, but I got to tip my hat to her. She continued to clap and didn't allow that intrusive comment to even shake her for a moment. That's the difference between authenticity and fakes. I don't agree with Kyrsten Sinema on 99.9% of her policies. I probably never will. But when I see what I see, and I see the military being honored passionately and authentically, I will tip my hat to them. Jackie Rosen in Las Vegas, she's worse than a degenerate. And everybody in Las Vegas and Nevada knows that very truth. So it's time all of you start waking up and stop looking out of the rose-colored glasses that you see out of. And start seeing things from a very free-thinking perspective. The Republicans are not always our friends. Obviously, the Democrats certainly are not. So are we going to continue to promote our political ideology and party, or are we just going to promote what's right in America? That's the difference. This is why Reagan was brilliant when he worked with then Speaker Tip O'Neill, Democrat. Fundamental differences. But they had a genuine respect and liking of each other. In fact, when Reagan was shot, almost killed, going into surgery, and this is a fact, you can fact check it. Don't go to Snopes because they're liars. Just go do a real fact checking. Tip O'Neill kneeled at his bed and prayed for Ronald Reagan. And that is confirmed. That's the difference between then and now. But just because the politicians are that way today doesn't mean you and I have to be that way. Steve Sanchez, 1-877-49-STEVE. Quick break. We're going to come back and talk more on what's going on, not only here in Arizona, but throughout the country, because you need to know the truth. We'll be back.
Take on our troubled times. It's Steve Sanchez.
All right, welcome back to the program. Steve Sanchez, glad to be hanging out Monday. If you missed our show last night, which is our syndicated show, it's pretty easy to pick that up on the archives. You can go to the SteveSanchezShow.com website. Check out the archives, that show and many others, including our daily shows here on Money Radio, 1510 AM, 105.3 FM, available for you. And, of course, our digital platform, you need to be part of that. The SteveSanchezShow.com, once again, is where you go find Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. And if you're not following me on any of those socials, you need to do so. We do live streaming, a lot of videos, a lot of memes, a lot of great featured stories that keep you in the know. All right, look, the Republicans are concerned. But it doesn't seem the Democrats are that concerned this time around. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the wall. I'm talking about the government shutdown. It seems that we're just days away from the deadline. And the real question is the government going to shut down? And at whose hand? President Trump's or Nancy Pelosi, who is actually, well, quite open for a government shutdown? Isn't it funny that Pelosi and Schumer were just adamant, just not even 3 weeks ago, just about that, about the shutdown and how many people are being affected. But now, Pelosi's like, not too concerned. And if there is one, well, it's still President Trump's fault. I'm hearing a lot of conflicting stories because Nancy Pelosi's confident there won't be. They're only offering Trump $1.3 billion. And then she is concerned that there will be. And then she's also stating that we'll shut it down if we have to. I mean, who do we believe? That I think is the bigger question. They lie so much. They promise so much, deliver so little, that it is absolutely almost impossible to find out who is really telling the truth. If I'm a betting man, here's what I believe. There's going to be no shutdown. Trump is only going to get the $1.3 billion, and he's going to have to declare a national state of emergency. And let's not pretend that there's not national emergencies. Obama did one for Venezuela, for some of those seeking asylum. Trump did one not too long ago regarding, I want to say it was Nicaragua. So the truth of the matter is, national emergencies are not something new or uncommon to administrations. They've been happening since the dawn of time. And there has been an ongoing national emergency declaration signed every year on September 14th, which expands the Patriot Act, which is a national emergency. I don't know if most people get this. But every president since W, who enacted this, has signed, including President Trump, to extend the powers on the war on terror. Most people get selective amnesia. They don't want to talk about that. The only time they'll bring that up and talk about that is when, God forbid, there's another tragedy in this country from radical jihadists, which I know many of you think are completely defeated, which is not true. It's not true. You think that because you're brainwashed to think that, but it's not true. These people are very patient and they are very sinister and they will plan and they'll wait for the appropriate time to wreak havoc. That is who they are. They hate Israel. They hate America because we're free thinkers and they want us to be under what is a 10th century prison known as, well, Sharia law. I mean, many of these imams call for it openly. So when we're naive to believe that that's over, that is not the case anymore in this country, you're fooling yourselves. We just haven't experienced it yet. But believe me, there's terrorist cells in this country. There's terrorist cells all over the world. And there will be something, God, I mean, look, don't want to have to say it, but you can just count on it. There's going to be something again. I mean, it's sad and scary at the same time. This is why we need a wall. It's not just to keep the illegals out. It's just to keep bad people out. This is why we need to develop more weaponry. This is why we need to invest in our technology. Look, investing $20 billion for NASA, to me, is a waste of money and time. I don't care about living on Mars. I don't care about being the first person to take a space ride to Mars. I don't care about that. What I care about is this country and the world, and we have a responsibility. And wouldn't you think that the $20 billion would be better spent developing and furthering our Star Wars technology, furthering our missile technology to be able to intercept things? I mean, Russia has some pretty sinister weaponry that we won't even be able to detect. I know that, you know, the military will tell you that's not true. No, my sources tell me it is very true. and our military and the Pentagon are working overtime to create and develop technology to circumvent any possible attack or strike from Russia with some of their technology that really could get by us. Nobody wants to talk about that because no one wants to really bring up the Cold War because really, we still got problems. And Vladimir Putin is not to be trusted. Is it better to keep your enemies closer? Sure, that's the old saying. Just because we try to be on friendly terms with Russia doesn't mean that we trust them. My goodness, we shouldn't be trusting China either. Liberals and globalists have a very skewed and very juvenile, immature outlook when it comes to the world and when it comes to world problems. They really do. They have a juvenile, skewed, almost immature thought process when it comes. They believe like Obama believed, let's just take all of our nukes away and then we're not a threat to anybody, so no one will be a threat to us. Who the hell thinks like that? I mean, seriously, when you post no gun zone signs in certain areas, do you really think that makes you safer? We've got to develop better technology and weaponry. We need to give our military better pay, better health benefits, better equipment. Period. That's going to take money. Not the new Green Deal that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez envisions for our life. You know, no planes, no cows, 70% income tax, no coal, no gas, no oil. It's an illusion. It's an illusion that can never come to pass on this lifetime, maybe in five lifetimes, because we are highly dependent, and there's nothing wrong with that, on oil. Let's not pretend oil's so diabolical and bad. It's not. Well, the energy companies, Steve, well, guess what? The energy companies that would create green energy are going to bilk you as well. Don't believe me? Then why does an electric car cost almost 1.5 times the amount of a gasoline-driven vehicle? Well, Steve, it's because, you know, the technology and over time, because of the battery charges, you'll make your money back. You sound silly when you say that. You sound silly because the biggest cost for someone when they're going to buy a vehicle is the cost of the vehicle, not the maintaining of it or the gasoline. I mean, come on, it's common sense math. Take out a calculator, for God's sakes. So if I'm going to go buy a Cadillac for $70,000 that drinks gasoline, that is created with high technology, that burns it cleaner and more efficient, when I'm driving in town, it goes from an 8-cylinder to a 4-cylinder because the technology is so advanced we can do that, thus saving emissions and gas. Why would I want to go buy a like-minded vehicle that's going to cost me $90,000 and I have to plug in my garage that is not as reliable, that doesn't do what a gasoline-driven vehicle could do? Look, I'm all about choice. You want to go buy an electric car? God bless you. That's the beauty of innovation and technology. But I don't think that we should be on that across the board like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez believes. That's asinine. And by the way, I don't like OPEC. And I think they screw us over. And we don't need to be relying on Iraq and Iran and Venezuela and Saudi Arabia for our oil. We could literally set the standard because we've got our own reserves. And not only do we have 100 plus years of reserves that literally would bring our gasoline prices to 79 cents a gallon, how in the hell would that benefit our consumer? You're going to tell me that wouldn't benefit us? That would benefit us. 100 plus years of reserves, which would bring our premium gas to about 99 cents a gallon, regular gas to 79 cents a gallon, because it's our own reserve. When in the hell are we going to use it? It's sitting there. Not to mention that we can actually start drilling off our shores and be self-sufficient. Steve, that would throw the global order out of whack. Good. The global order needs to be out of whack and more dependent on America. Because a strong America, militarily and economically, is an America that will not get pushed around. That is what we should be doing. My God, Mexico has resources, oil. Why didn't we build a pipeline and work with them? Their people won't want to come here anymore. Why? Because their kids won't have to be on the street corner selling chiclets. Their kids can actually have an education, and a real viable middle class can actually be created in Mexico. When you overthrow the drug overlords, the MS-13 gang members, and the corrupt government, and trust me, Mexico's government is always corrupt. I don't care who sits in that chair. They're just corrupt people. Sorry, I'm a Hispanic telling you this, and if you get upset, so be it. Their government's corrupt. You know it, and I know it. So why don't we uncorrupt them? Hell, we uncorrupt everybody else. We remove Saddam Hussein when there was no weapons of mass destruction. I mean, come on, let's be intellectually honest. Why can't we do these things to better our relations? Makes sense. That's why we don't do it. This is Steve Sanchez, 1-877-49-STEVE. Let's take a break, come back, and wrap it up. Don't go away.
Stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
All right, that time has come and gone once again. It is only a one-hour show, Monday through Friday, but don't forget, Sunday night's our full-version syndicated show, 3 hours live, also heard right here on the great KFNN Money Radio, 1510 AM and 105.3 FM on the dial. If you want to find out more about me and you want to follow me on my socials, pretty simple, the SteveSanchezShow.com website is how you do just that. I'm hearing from sources that don't fret if there's a shutdown, it will not affect your income tax refund, is what I'm hearing. So I don't think there's going to be a shutdown. I don't think anybody has to worry about that. I don't think we're going to go down that road again. I believe, and I guess call it a prediction if you want, that the president will basically take the $1.3 billion and declare a national emergency, because that's all he can do. I mean, what can he do? And we'll just deal with it in 2020 on the election, because elections have consequences. And the American people, I would hope, are smart enough to be able to make a determination on their own that, you know, the Democrats have, well, in essence, screwed them over once again. I mean, it's how we have to look at it. All right. I've got, let's see here. Producer Nation is bringing something to my attention. Congressional negotiators come to tentative agreement on government spending, border wall, and funding. So as soon as some of the details come through, I will be posting them on our Facebook page and our website. So again, write this page down, thestevesanchezshow.com. So I guess a deal, or at least a tentative one, has come into position. And I guess the border wall funding is one of those. And President Trump, I'm going to give you a little advice, sir. If you accepted anything other than the $5.7 billion, you better have a backup plan, because your base is now going to go bye-bye. I'm just telling you. Hey, I'm with you, man. Mr. President, number 45, I'm with you. I believe your State of the Union was one of the greatest I've ever heard. But that was last week. This is this week. And we just don't want our leader kowtowing to anybody. We want the $5.7 billion. That's what we expect. So as soon as some of this other information comes across my desk, I will let you know, because it's being funneled to me as we speak. So make sure you go to the SteveSanchezShow.com website. All right, look, tomorrow I will not be here, but you'll still hear a great show. Want you to make sure that you're here with us at 6 p.m. We've got a lot going on. It is my grandson's birthday, after all, so I've got to make sure that I hang out with him. All right, this half hour being brought to you by my good friends over at ITM Trading, the precious metals specialist. Friends, if I could tell you what you needed to know just before the stock market crash, would you be interested? Of course. Well, guess what? I could tell you three things to look for just before the crash. In fact, chief market strategist of ITM Trading, Lynette Zhang, has put together a free white paper report that's going to give you the three things to look for just before the crash. Many of you got pummeled in 2008, and it doesn't have to be that way this time around. I want you to call right now, this number, 888-772-2929, to get that free report in your hand. 888-772-2929. 888-772-2929. This report's going to give you the three things you need to be aware of just before the crash. All the signs that we were seeing in 2007, early 2008, are right in front of us again. Do not make the same mistake twice. You need to learn how to survive and thrive during this next crisis. And all the leading independent economists are saying it's going to be a meltdown of nightmare proportion. That means your IRAs, your 401ks, your retirement dollars are in jeopardy. That special white paper report, again, tonight for free, only during this live transmission, is yours by calling 888-772-2929. Time for me to bounce out of here. God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Steve Sanchez. For more of Steve, visit the SteveSanchezShow.com.